This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The winds are shifting, Israel. A tremor runs through the foundations of the world, not of earth and stone alone, but of the very systems that bind nations and dictate their fate. We speak not of cycles, not of mere economic trends, but of the unfolding of ancient decree. The groaning you hear is the weight of a crumbling order, the echoes of judgment resonating across the earth. For generations, the wealth of nations has been funneled through a single point, a modern Babylon built not of brick and mortar but of debt and deceit. The dollar, for so long the assumed standard, is showing its age. The nations of the East are turning, seeking alternatives, speaking of trade in local currencies, of standards rooted in the earth itself, in gold, in tangible value. Do not be deceived into believing this is simply a matter of finance. This is a spiritual realignment, a rejection of a system built on broken covenant and the exploitation of Israel. Yahweh has spoken through the prophets, declaring the fate of those who exalt themselves above him. Remember the words of Isaiah 23, a lament for the merchants of Tyre and Sidon, whose wealth would be plundered. This is not a localized event, but a pattern repeated throughout history. Empires rise on the backs of injustice, and they fall when Yahweh turns his face from them. Babylon's pride has grown monstrous, its corruption a stench in the nostrils of the Most High. And its economic power, built on the backs of the nations, is now beginning to wane. But understand this, the dismantling of one system does not automatically birth righteousness. The void left by Babylon will not be filled by benevolence. Edom is already at work, weaving itself into the fabric of the new order. They seek not to dismantle the control, but to redirect it. Obadiah prophesied it centuries ago, because you have exalted yourself in your heart, thinking, "Who is equal to me?" This arrogance, this belief in their own inherent right to rule, is the driving force behind their every move. They offer solutions, alternatives, seemingly pragmatic pathways forward. But look closer, Israel. See the subtle shift in control, the tightening of the grip. They present themselves as saviors, offering stability in a chaotic world. But their stability is built on the same foundations of oppression and exploitation that defined Babylon before them. The pipes of wealth, once flowing westward, are simply being rerouted, still controlled by the same hands, the same lineage. This is not a leveling of the playing field, but a reshuffling of the deck. A shifting of power, yes, but not towards justice, not towards restoration. The winds of Sheba, Yirmeyahu warned us, would carry a different tune. And the weight of Jacob's gold, scattered through the nations, is beginning to find its way home, not to a political state, but to the scattered remnants of covenant Israel, awakening to their true inheritance. This brings us to the stone. Zechariah spoke of a time when the stones would be filled with the wealth of Israel, a rebuilding not just of structures, but of foundations. The shekel, not as a mere unit of exchange, but as a measure of covenant value. A currency rooted in righteousness, in the principles of justice and compassion. This is not a call for economic isolation, but for economic separation. A turning away from the Babylonian system, and a building up of a new one, founded on the enduring principles of the Torah. The obsidian echoes of judgment are growing louder, a dark resonance of Edom's deeds. Yeshayahu saw it, the fiery judgment descending upon those who have oppressed Israel for generations. This is not a call for vengeance, but a declaration of consequence. Yahuwah is a just judge, and he will hold all nations accountable for their actions. The hour is late, Israel. The signs are clear. The watchman has sounded the alarm. Do not be lulled into complacency by the promises of Edom, by their deceptive offers of stability. Instead, turn your hearts towards Yahuwah, towards the enduring principles of the covenant. Seek the restoration of Israel, the rebuilding of Tzion, not as a political entity, but as a spiritual reality. Let the shekel be a symbol of your commitment, a measure of your faith, and a building block for a future founded on righteousness and truth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.